Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the missions director. As a church, we are committed to answer God's call to reach every nation. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We're having a series break now, and I've been praying for a word for our congregation today. And sino sa inyo, alam nyo na 34 days na lang before Christmas, I received news from one of my friends before. Sabi niya sa akin, grabe ate, mag-o-open na yung cinemas. And sino sa inyo talagang excited na kayong makakita uli ng mga big screen and all that? You know, thinking about that and thinking about movies, cinemas, di ba? One of the movies that talagang magaganda yung mga plot twist. I like movies that has a lot of action, mystery and all that. Pero ang ganda ng mga movies na parang biglang may introduce na character and then the whole story is redefined. Meron ba kayong mga movies na you have in mind? Di ba minsan, akala mo tapos na yung Avengers series, tapos biglang dadating si Nick Fury, or tapos may i-introduce na ibang character, di ba? And because of that one character, a whole narrative is redefined. And that's what we're going to do today. You know, sometimes when we look at the season that we're in right now, we feel like, okay, alam na natin, this is how our life would pan out. This is how our life would be. But looking at the story that we're about to read today, we will understand that just because one person stepped into that narrative, stepped into that story, that, you know, the outcome was never the same. So turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 11 and we'll read from verses 17 to 27. It says here, "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?' She said to him, 'Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.'" Lord, thank you for reminding us through this that when Jesus steps into the picture, when Jesus steps into the story, we know that even if we feel like it's a dead end, the story is not yet done. So God, I ask, would you reveal to us the great narrative that you have written? Open the ears of our hearts to receive from you today. Allow your word to accomplish its task. Allow your word to accomplish its work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now again, diba, 20 months into this, and I'm sure there's a lot of changes that you have experienced. I think what this pandemic allowed us to experience is that we were confronted with change as if we didn't have any choice. Diba? We have learned to shift and find ways to do the things we used to do using the things that we have right now. So, dito sa Pilipinas, sino sa inyo mga students? Sino sa inyo napilitan kayong mag-online? Diba dati, you escape by being online. Now, you escape by being offline. Tama ba? Hindi pala. You take a break by being online. Diba? Doon ka entertainment and all. Now, you take a break by being offline. It's so different now. There's so much change. Yung iba naman, biglang napilitan maging homeschool teacher. Di ba? Yung mga magulang na biglang napilitan na hindi naman po ako nag-sign up ng homeschool. Bakit? Pero parang nag-homeschool ako. And even the church, di ba? We were challenged to utilize the tools that are available. Nagkaroon tayo ng mga ganyan. May online and all those things. Because of the different quarantine measures na paiba-iba, na hindi nga natin alam minsan kung ano na ba talagang measure. Di ba? At this time. But you know what else? This pandemic has allowed us to confront change like never before. But you know what else this pandemic has made us face willingly or unwillingly? That we didn't have any choice. It's that sense of loss. You know, there's that sense of loss that this pandemic has brought. And that sense of loss is varying in different degrees. Some of you, Na-quarantine na tayo for the longest time because everything shifted online. Online school, online work. You lost the sense of day and time. Diba? You don't even know what day or time it is. Along with that, you have also lost the ability to know when it's time to take a bath, brush your teeth, brush your hair. Sino sa inyo umamin kayo? Dahil naka-off-cam kayo, hindi na kayo nagtututbrush, hindi na kayo nagsusuklay, hindi na naliligo. Diba? You have the option of turning your cameras off. But kidding aside, no, that's just one, you know, light side of having the lost sense of time or day and all that. But kidding aside, you know, on a greater degree, you may be feeling a sense of loss because of an opportunity that will never be realized. It will never be realized because things have changed. Or the pandemic has brought a lot of challenges. Or maybe you're one of those who lost their jobs because the company had to retrench or had to cut back and you were affected. Or maybe it's that loss coming from the thought of you can't even think of what's next. Or you can't even begin to hope, dream, anticipate, or even expect. And for some of you, just like me, you know, I have experienced the pain of physically losing a loved one during this season. You see, whenever there's change, there's that loss, sense of loss that comes with it. And it's varying in different degrees. You see, the truth is, whenever there's a sense of loss, there is a level of pain attached to it. There's that level of pain that's varying with regards to the loss that we're experiencing. Because somehow, something, you know, a certain degree inside of us, something dies. Something dies, di ba? Something, and that is what the atmosphere, I'm saying that because that is the atmosphere of the passage that we read is nestled in. That is what's happening during the time. There is a thick cloud of pain and suffering among the people because they have experienced great loss. This is where we find Jesus entering the picture. Remember what I said? Na alam mo yung parang sa narrative, sa movie, kala mo tapos na, and then somebody enters the scene, and then the plot begins to shift. And that's what verse 17 says. It says there, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. You know, I want us to understand this. Wherever you are, you're here on site, you're there online, you know, the pain that we're experiencing, where we are right now, Jesus just doesn't, you know, look at it from afar, or hindi siya spectator. He just doesn't know the pain, but he goes to where we are hurting the most. He goes to where we are, where the pain is, comes to us while we are hurting. And how many of you believe that when Jesus steps into the picture, something is about to happen? It's not yet done. And that is what we're going to discover today. When Jesus steps into that picture, whatever that is that we're going through right now, pain, suffering, loss, something will change. We're going to look at the different characters in the story. Actually, 2 characters, particularly Mary and Martha, and see how they responded to the pain and how having Jesus in the picture redefined the outcome of the story by addressing the pain that they have. So verse 20, it says there, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Let's look at Mary first. You know, I find this detail very interesting because if you look at the previous accounts on how Mary was described, you would think na if Jesus is coming, she would be once, would be running. Siya talaga yung talagang excited. Tatakbuhin niya, sasalubungin niya si Lord. You would think that she would be the one that would be most excited to see Jesus. Sabi dito sa verse na to, she remained, what? Seated in the house. Diba? It made me think and wonder, why did Mary stay knowing that Jesus had arrived? Knowing that Jesus was there. And to be fair, no, if you read some of the commentaries, they would say that kasi it's a tradition or a custom during that time na somebody, a family member, has to be with the mourners in the house. Dapat hindi sila maiiwan. Pero if you look at it again, no, that is not the Mary that I know. Tama ba? Di ba Mary is not the one who would just be willing to abide by the customs and traditions, lalo na when it pertains to her relationship with Jesus. Di ba that's why we find her sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to the teachings and all that. That's not the Mary that I know. But this one, grabe, naisip ko nga, what was happening in Mary? You know, what's happening inside of her during that time? You know, this particular verse says, she remained seated. It did not say she was instructed to remain seated, or she was not forced to remain, to be in that place, or was obligated to kasi pwede naman yun, di ba, na pwede siya as tradition. The Bible would say that, as tradition would say, you know, so, pero hindi. But it says there, she remained seated. What's my point? You know, while I was thinking about this, I realized where Mary is, and it made me ask the question, could it be that she made a deliberate decision to stay where she is despite knowing that Jesus has already come? Diba, they've been anticipating for Jesus to come. In fact, they sent word nga eh. They sent word to Jesus that Lazarus is already dead. And thinking about that, grabe no, it made me reflect, parang Lord, ganito ba katindi yung pain na nararamdaman niya? Na naramdaman niya at nararamdaman niya na she has learned how it is to just be desensitized, or sobrang na-desensitized siya na ayoko na lang umasa. Na even if there's an opportunity to dream or believe or hope once again, wag na lang, I'll just remain where I am because of the intensity of the pain. You see, or maybe she has learned to detach herself so that she won't feel any more pain. Na-experience niya na ba yun? Dami niyo nang naranasan na no, dami niyo nang naranasang let's see, dami niyo nang disillusionments, disappointments, na you've learned to detach yourself from a lot of things, a lot of people. Binabaan mo na lang yung expectations mo para hindi ka ma-hurt. And thinking about it, you know, how many of us have learned to live with pain, but in the process, we have become desensitized, we have taught ourselves not to feel anymore so we won't get affected. We have learned to detach even if help is already available, and we find ourselves deciding to just stay where we are, where the pain is, where we can't move, where we're limited. Maybe you're that person right now, and you know, while participating in this service, while being here, oh nga no, grabe, ang intense pala ng pain, and may loss pala that I'm feeling, but I can't even identify it. I'm just staying where I am right now. You've become desensitized. Or kahit na alam mong healing and restoration is available, you can't even bring yourself. To be fair, no, inisip ko baka si Mary sa sobrang hinagpis niya, di ba hindi niya nga makayanan tumayo man lang. I mean, naranasan niyo na ba na you're so much in grief, so much in pain, wala ka talagang energy to even stand up or eat, or yung sobrang tindi. Na-experience niyo na ba yon? And I've experienced that when I lost a loved one, parang kahit na kumain, parang hindi mo, you can't even bring yourself to eat, or again, so much despair. You know, maybe you're not desensitized. You know, you did not train yourself, or maybe you've been paralyzed by the pain. So much pain, hindi ka na makagalaw. You feel limited and all that. And sometimes yun yung ginagawa ng pain, di ba? It's not just you don't feel it, but you feel so much that it paralyzes you and hinders you to move. In the case of Mary, nandun na si Jesus, di ba? It even, alam mo yun, to the point na even yung relationship or yung degree of proximity niya kay Lord na affect, di ba? Have you felt that? Are you in that place right now? Because of that sense of, now you're realizing, oh nga, no, kaya pala ganito yung mga response ko on some areas. You know, continuing on the story and looking at her response, verse 28, says, when she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary. This is Martha, sabi ni Martha after talking to Jesus. She went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, the teacher is here and is calling you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. You see, in this passage, I'm glad that Martha was there to get Mary to come to Jesus. Diba, listen, is the pain too much for you? Do you feel stuck where you are right now? You know that Jesus is already there, and He's not just able, but He's also willing to help you. But you seem to not have the strength, the ability, even the energy, or even just the desire. If you just be true to yourself, the desire to receive the comfort from the pain, the healing, the restoration. Pero alam mong it's available. Have you taught yourself to be desensitized, paralyzed? Guess what? I hope that just like Mary, you have a Martha with you, someone who would remind you and tell you, hey, Jesus is calling you, come. The teacher is looking for you. That's why, you know, every time we tell you about the church community, being a part of a victory group, feeling ko sawang-sawa na kayong marinig sa amin yun, you know. But I'm praying that you would have people like that. Wala kang strength, sige, kakayagin kita. Wala, hindi mo kaya, wala kang desire. Come on, Jesus has been calling you. He's been looking for you. He's been looking for you. You have an option not to stay there. I'm glad that Martha was there. You know, that's why I'm glad that I'm a part of a church community. And again, you'll hear me say this over and over. If you're not yet connected to a victory group, you don't have people journeying with you, hindi perfect ang mga tao. But yung thought na, alam mo yan, I'm glad that at my lowest point, especially at this season na feeling kong maluloka. Di ba talaga to naman? Para there's so many things that are happening. There are people reminding me and telling me, come, Jesus is calling you. And when Jesus steps into that picture, when Jesus steps in that area of your life, when Jesus is there, the whole story changes. The whole story changes. Maybe you're stuck because, you know, you don't see Jesus in the picture right now. Is there someone who would remind you, nasaan si Lord sa picture na yan? Diba? Looking at the different areas of your life, like finances, you might be challenged, or you might be flourishing. Nasaan si Lord sa picture na yan? In your relationships, diba? Flourishing or needs restoration, nasaan si Lord sa picture na yan? Is there somebody who would always imagine ask you and remind you if you don't even have the strength, the element to process or even think about things? Hey, Jesus is calling you. Nandito siya. Papapasukin mo ba siya? Papapasukin mo ba siya? Okay, you know, the reality is, you know, the situation that we are in right now, it's already challenging and it's already painful. That's the reality that we're in right now. But you know what is more painful than that? It's going through it alone. It's going through it alone. But you know what's worse than that? Diba? It's hard enough to go through pain, suffering, challenges alone. But you know what's the worst condition? It's this. It's when you know that help is available and that you don't have to go through it alone and yet you're choosing to stay where you are. You're choosing to stay. You don't have to go through this. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, you don't have to go through this alone. If you're participating online, type there, you don't have to go through this alone. I'm glad I don't have to go through this. Now, continuing on. Diba? We're looking at Mary. Continuing on Mary's response, it says there in verse 32. Now, when Mary came to where Jesus was, lumapit siya. Okay, pumunta siya kay Lord. And saw him. She fell at his feet saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Can you hear what she was saying here? In that one sentence alone. In essence, she was saying, Lord, I know you could have done something, but why didn't you intervene? Why didn't you intervene? I know you could have prevented this from happening, but why did you let it come to pass? In fact, we already sent word beforehand na yung kapatid namin, na kaibigan mo, may sakit. But why didn't you allow it to happen? Why didn't you come through? Can you hear the sound of disappointment and disillusionment in just that one sentence? Can you hear that? You see, the reality is, Mary's statement has a truth to it naman talaga. At this point in the story, if you look at what Jesus did, even before this account, he already walked on water, fed the 5,000, healed a lot of people. In fact, he rose people from the dead. So what Mary was saying, Lord, yung ina-ask ko sa'yo, hindi naman to beyond your ability. Sobra nga akong convinced, kaya nga I drop everything. If you say this, I would go to you. But God, why is it that I'm here in this position? What I'm asking of you, Lord, is not beyond you. The expectations that I've set is not something that you can fulfill. Have you thought about that? Can you hear those words in just that one sentence? In fact, minsan, yun nga, parang I feel like sometimes we find ourselves in that position as well. We're saying, Lord, gusto ko lang naman makamit tong grade na to or tong award na to. Hindi naman to beyond you, Lord. You can give wisdom nga kahit dun sa mga hindi Christians. Bakit naman sa akin, di ba? Or Lord, itong relationship. Oh Lord, itong breakthrough na to. Lord, ito, di ba? Parang did you find yourself in situations like that? And you're not saying na Lord ha, parang I'm just you're not you parang hindi mo to inaas lang just because you have something. You have a genuine relationship with God. You know Him so much. That's why you believe in that aspect of that relationship. And here you are finding yourself in so much pain, so much disappointment, so much disillusionment. Have you ever come to that point na parang, Lord, teka lang, parang may unbelief na on this aspect? You know what Jesus' response is to that? When he saw that Jesus, and when Jesus saw that Mary was weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And this is where we find the famous passage, diba? The shortest passage that is filled with so much, diba? Jesus wept. You know, sabi niya dito, in essence, the Lord is saying, where is the greatest source of your pain? Where have you laid him? For Mary, it was the death of her brother, right? Where have you laid him? You know, I'm glad that Jesus did not rebuke, condemn, or even told Mary, ano ka ba naman ang liit-liit ng faith mo? Nakita mo na nga yung the way I did everything. And then that's what you will tell me. I'm glad that Jesus did not do that. You see, when we're in an intense pain, we can be raw to God and just say, God, this is where I am right now. In fact, Jesus comes and says, where is it? Show me. Actually, He knows anyway. But He's actually bringing us to a place wherein are you willing to acknowledge that this thing is causing you pain? Because I want to free you from that. Because I want to restore that. I want to bring healing in that aspect, in that area of your life. You see, Jesus knows the intensity of our pain. He feels it. But the next thing He does is to go to it. And later on, we'll see how He'll address it. He desires to know, you know, I want you to understand this. He desires to know the areas that causes pain in our hearts. Actually, He desires for you to know. Have you ever felt that sometimes hindi mo na nga alam? Parang makanti ka lang, parang you're sore or all over. But God is doing a work and saying, actually, this is the cause of your pain. Would you be willing to lead me in that so that I can usher you to freedom and healing? You see, would you let Him hear the cries of your heart that nobody knows because He knows anyway? Jesus wants to heal where that pain is. And you know, the pain that Mary was experiencing, it's very understandable. Diba? The pain of losing someone. But we have to remember, and this is where we shift gears and look at the other person in the story. She's not the only one who's grieving. She's not the only one who experienced that kind of pain. Remember, Martha lost a brother too. They both experienced the same pain, but they responded differently. Verse 21, let's look at it. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Wow, di ba? Same response naman, di ba? Same words that Mary said. But the interesting part is that Martha's statement did not end there. She continues on saying in verse 22, "But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." I know that most of the time, no, when we read an account between Mary and Martha, it's not that you need to choose. But most of the time, di ba? Every time we read an account of Mary and Martha, we would, I want to be like Mary. You would always see at Jesus' feet. And which is ano, true naman, di ba? We would want that kind of intimate relationship and we would want to experience that. But on this account, honestly, I want to be like Martha. You know why? Because she acknowledged her emotions. She expressed her grief, her disappointment, her disillusionment, his despair, her despair. But those few words made a lot of difference. And she said it this way, But even now, Lord, it's as if He's saying, at this point, di ba, she still doesn't know if Jesus will resurrect Lazarus and all that, di ba? Parang sinasabi ni Martha dito na, Lord, I know that this is the dead end for me. Dead end of my ability, my capacity, my understanding. Kasi my brother is dead. I did everything. I even sent word. But even now, she's saying, even now, even amidst all the pain, all the questions, all the uncertainties, Lord, I know because you are here, you can do something about it. The story is not yet done. you know, while they experience the same pain, you'd see that Mary's despair led her to detachment, disillusionment, but Martha's despair led her to declare the hope that she has in Christ by saying, "But even now." Let me ask you this, what is your "but even now" situation? What is it that's that area in your life that you're saying, "Lord, I know if I look at this, it's all dead. Dead in all aspects. Nothing can revive it. Nothing can even, you know, put life into it. But God, just because you are in the picture, but even now, I will continue to declare you have a purpose for this." Maybe in your workplace, you know, you feel like, "Lord, nandito ba talaga? Lord, grabe na talaga. Parang mas matindi pa kay Pharaoh ng Egypt to. More bricks, wala namang straw. Exhausted na lahat ng energy. But even now, I would say, I will continue to be faithful because you said this is where you placed me and you are here in the picture. When you look at the relationships that you have, maybe you're married for the longest time and you feel like, "Lord, parang pumipintig-pintig na, or minsan nga flatline na eh. Yung relationship namin, we're just, you know, just sharing life together as it is kasi expected. Christian kami. Ganyan." Is that your "but even now" situation? Let God step into that picture and say, "Lord, I know there's so many hurts, there's so many disappointments, and daming disillusionment, and daming disappointment. But even now, Lord, I know that when you step into the picture, it is not yet the end. We can continue to hope. There's restoration." Your grades, di ba? Of course, sa mga students, no, act upon your faith. Act upon the grace that God has given you. Parang, "Lord, dead na talaga. Makakagraduate pa ba talaga ako? But even now, Lord, alam ko. Sinabi mo, ito yung course, Lord, may purpose kasi ito yung destiny that you have prepared for me. But even now, I can continue to be diligent. I will fight for this kahit nahirap ako sa online and all that, kahit na-tempt akong mag-Dota or mag-ML habang nag-online class." Naks, kunwari, hindi ko alam yung ginagawa nyo, no? But yung thought na ganun, but even now, you know, for Martha and Mary, their "but even now" situation is the death of their brother. They were faced with the fact that that situation is beyond them and it's causing them so much pain. But Martha's "but even now" declaration is not just an acknowledgement of their dead end condition, but it's an acknowledgement of who they have despite the desperate situation. Are you in a desperate situation right now? And you're saying, "Lord, parang in all aspects, if I look at this, wala na talaga. But God, if God is there, and if it's a part of God's plan, would you be willing to say, 'But even now, Lord, but even now, I will continue to declare that you are the resurrection and the life.'" Are you willing to face the reality but declare God's power and sovereignty? Let's face the reality where we are right now. You know, when we look at our nation, maybe our personal life, maybe our relationships, or all other things in our life, let's face the reality. But let's continue to declare that God is sovereign. When He steps into that picture, He is not yet done. When Jesus steps into the picture, the story is not yet done. You see, Jesus was about to turn their despair into celebration just because He is there. This was His response to Martha. He said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to Him, actually si Martha wala pa siyang kaalam-alam, di ba? Sabi ni Jesus, "Your brother will rise again." Sabi ni Martha, "Yes, oh Lord, I know that that He will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." On the last day, si Martha walang, parang yun yung ano, parang the Lord was ministering to her heart, but she was responding in a theology, "Yes, Lord, oh, I know that there's resurrection. But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to Him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." You see, Jesus turned their greatest source of despair to a powerful demonstration of His power. You see, whatever "but even now" situation that you have right now, let God turn that to a powerful display, a demonstration of His power. When you allow God to step into that picture, you just don't know how God would address that situation. You see, for Mary and Martha, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Do you know why Jesus had to wait for 4 days. I've been reading about this. Oh nga Lord, no, bakit 4 days? Eh, ang lapit-lapit lang. If you look at the details of that story, ang lapit-lapit lang nung where Jesus is, tas nag-send na ng word beforehand, he could really have done something. You know why? Because yung mga pay natin, it won't be wasted. It won't be wasted. God would allow that to bring glory to Him. You see, may tradition noon that says na meron daw belief yung mga Jews during that time na a dead body, in the span of 3 days, yung soul daw can still go back. But the soul, parang the soul can stay. Of course, this is a tradition na and superstition. So, by Jesus coming in there 4 days after, that means, this simply means that there is no way for that soul, kung totoo man yung pinaniniwala na, to return to the body kasi tapos na yung 3 days na allotted. Okay, nag-expire na. Okay, so that means that Lazarus is definitely 100% dead in all standards. Physically, medically, okay, traditionally. And imagine this with me, if he is dead, no way of being revived in all standards, which is the cause of despair and pain for Mary and Martha. But God was able to revive and made him alive again. If Jesus defeated the greatest source of despair for them, which is death, what else can he not conquer? God just demonstrated that if he is powerful over this, that no man, you know, can address, what else can he not conquer? You know, Jesus said to her, look at this, I am the resurrection and the life. You see, two things. Not just resurrection, no? Di ba pag resurrection? Kasi he could bring life into the dead areas of your life. And maybe at this point, you're saying, Lord, I just wanna be honest. There are really dead areas in my life right now. I can't even hope. I can't even dream. Or Lord, talagang minsan yung passion ko, sige, I'm just going through it. It's dead. God can bring resurrect that. He did stop there, sabi niya, resurrection and what? The life. When He brings something alive, it's meant to be fruitful. It's meant to multiply. The first mandate. God can do that. You see, this message, if you're okay, I'm glad that everything is okay. I'm glad that everything is doing well. I'm glad that you're experiencing breakthrough. But this verse tells us that He is the resurrection. He not only brings things to life and the life. That means He continues to make it flourish. He continues to make it fruitful. Now, if you're experiencing breakthrough, great news. What I want you to understand is God is not yet done. The breakthroughs that you are experiencing right now, grabe, patikip pa lang yan. Diba? What a great God that we have. You know, maybe you can't relate to all these things kasi okay naman yung buhay ko. Okay naman, alam ko naman si Lord and all that. You know, this is equally for you because Jesus is the source and sustainer of life. Apart from Him, everything else dies and perishes. What I'm saying here is this. When Jesus steps into the story, when Jesus steps into the narrative, the story continues. The story is not yet done. Guys, I know we're entering a new season. We're believing God for breakthroughs. Minsan yung iba dragging, feeling natin, whatever spectrum you're in right now, I want you to understand this. The Lord is not yet done. Allow God to let you see where He is in that picture because He's already there. Now allow Him to see. Allow Him to let you see where He is so that He can revive that hope, that heart, that desire once again to continually move on. And that let that despair, the greatest source of despair, discouragement, disillusionment, hope, be a powerful demonstration, powerful proclamation of God's power. You see, 20 months into this, I hope that we'd look back, we'd acknowledge all the pain, we'd acknowledge all the losses, we'd acknowledge all those things. But in the end, we'd be able to say, God, grabe yung demonstration ng power mo. Lord, grabe yung grace mo. Lord, grabe yung peace all throughout despite of the uncertainty. And may that be the declaration of our hearts right now. Let's just pray and respond to this word. Lord, we just want to thank you. God, I thank you for reminding us in this story that you are not yet done. God, looking at where we are right now. Lord, you know where we specifically are right now, God, in our relationship with you, maybe the concerns that we have. And Lord, I just want to pray, if there's any of you right now, if you just want to be honest before God, you're saying that there are dead-end situations in your life. Maybe some people said it's dead-end already. Maybe your business is in a rumble. Feeling mo, Lord, ano naman, we have a relationship. But God is saying, continue on because I am there. Maybe your relationships are really so much in a stretch. Feeling mo, beyond restoration. Let God let you see where He is right now. If you're in that situation right now, if you feel like you are in a dead-end situation right now, I want us to lift it all to God. Whatever that dead-end situation you feel like you have right now, Lord, I pray if it's according to your will, Lord, allow them to see that you are there in the picture, God. And Lord, I pray that you would allow them to see, God, that even as you are in the picture, you are calling forth. You are bringing life, just like when you called out Lazarus. I pray that you would call out once again the destiny, the hope, and the very reason why you placed them there. God, I ask for breakthroughs, God, for some of the businesses that you feel ko parang dead end na. Lord, I pray that you'd remind them why they started in the first place, and that is to be a blessing in your kingdom. Lord, for the relationships that they have parang lifted up to you na feeling nila dead end. Lord, I pray, and I pray for faith and hope to rise up, that nothing is beyond your restoration, God. Lord, if there are relationships that needs to be restored, I pray for restoration right now. And Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. Just like how you called Lazarus out, God, I pray that you'd call for God and bring life once again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, another group of people that I want to pray for is this, di ba? Yung kanina yung start natin, is there so much pain? Maybe you're in that place right now. May parang, Lord, hindi ko alam eh. Parang sobrang pain lang. Hindi ako makamove. I'm paralyzed, and it's affecting so many relationships already. It's affecting my entirety. Would you allow Jesus to step into the picture to bring healing? If you're that person, don't mind the person sitting beside you. You know that there's so much pain in your heart right now. God wants to bring healing and restoration. Just raise up your hands and say, God is asking, Jesus is asking, would you show me where it's laid? Show me where it hurts the most. Or maybe Jesus is saying, let me show you where it hurts the most. Let me show you where I am right now in that situation. God, I ask for healing. Lord, would you touch those areas in their lives, God, that is causing them so much pain? Lord, I pray that you'd also allow them to receive the grace, Lord, if they need to forgive, to release. Lord, I ask that you'd allow them to experience your grace and comfort in this area. Let healing come. Let restoration come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.